Bank of England says gender-filled male staff can wear a suit with high heels to office. By Kurt Zindelka on February 15, 2026. The Bank of England has told its staff that trans equality is central to the mission of the central bank and thus guidance will permit gender-fluid people to contravene traditional dress codes. A 17-page Trans Equality and Transitioning at Work guidance document was provided to Bank of England employees, detailing the woke stance towards office dress, which will permit anyone to wear a suit with high heels, according to The Telegraph. The document said that staff should feel free to change between masculine and feminine presentation within the same outfit, arguing that a genderfluid person may wear a suit to work some days and a dress to work other days. The guidance went on to say that in some cases trans men may wear large earrings, and that cis men may wear eyeshadow, while trans women may have facial hair. In addition to laying out its modernist approach to dress, the central bank also explained to staff how to use neo-pronouns when addressing supposedly transgender or other non-binary identifying colleagues. Rather than using the standard English pronouns such as he and she, the BOE said staff may use pronouns, including ze/zem/sire, ze/her/hers, and a/m/air. The guidance included a quote from Bank of England Governor Andrew Bailey, who reportedly told staff, "I see trans equality as vital to the bank. As with all areas of diversity, trans and non-binary staff contribute a variety of experiences, which adds value to the organization." According to the Daily Mail, the dress codes stand in contrast to long-standing bank traditions, which had relatively strict unwritten rules about how staff should dress. This included a delineation of seniority, with younger male employees expected to wear navy suits, while higher-ups wore gray suits. The bank also long frowned upon the wearing of brown shoes. Commenting on the guidance, former business secretary and traditionalist fashion icon Sir Jacob Rees-Mogg accused the central bank of wasting time. "First of all, there are men and women, not cis men, which is itself a politically charged term that seeks to deny the reality of two sexes," he said. "It would be better if the Bank of England ran its monetary policy successfully, keeping inflation within target, rather than wasting time and money on painfully woke and essentially trivial issues." Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xzindelka@breitbart.com.